Good morning and welcome to Simply Politics from China. It's Thursday, April 4th. On today's show, an American political scientist warns that the all-out trade war between China and the United States is very bad and will lead to danger. Plus, we have an exclusive summary of the Liberal Democratic Party's punishment related to the withdrawal of the withholding issue of the lawmaker exposed. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Politics from China. We start off with a recent statement from American political scientist Joseph Nye, who in an interview with the South China Morning Post called a full-scale trade war between China and the U.S. a very bad idea, not a good idea. He also mentioned that he does not believe that China and the U.S. will have a military conflict over the South China Sea or Taiwan Strait issues. Abby, our correspondent for Simply Politics from China, is here to discuss this further. Can you tell us more about Nye's perspective on the China-U.S. relations?
Certainly, David. In the interview, Nye, who has served as Assistant Secretary of State in the Carter administration, Assistant Secretary of Defense in the Clinton administration, and former Dean of the Kennedy School at Harvard University, reiterated that there should be managed competition between the two major powers of China and the U.S. and cooperation in areas such as climate change and epidemic diseases.
And how does he see the impact of the upcoming U.S. election in November on China-U.S. relations?
Nye believes that if Biden is elected, the current U.S. policy towards China will continue. However, if Trump is reelected, the future of China-U.S. relations will be unpredictable, as Trump's policies are always uncertain. Nye also mentioned that Trump has repeatedly threatened to impose high tariffs on Chinese goods, so a possibility after Trump's election would be a full-scale trade war. He thinks this is a very bad idea, but Trump has already talked about it.
What about the potential for military conflict in areas like the South China Sea or the Taiwan Strait?
Nye believes that if Trump is reelected, the risk of armed conflict in the South China Sea and Taiwan Strait will increase. However, he also pointed out that all parties in the South China Sea want to avoid armed conflict, so he does not think there will be a conflict in the South China Sea. As for the Taiwan Strait, he does not think the possibility of a military conflict is as high as some people in Washington think. If the U.S. government continues to adhere to the One China policy, I don't think there will be a war, Nye said.
How does Nye view China's international initiatives, such as the establishment of the BRICS and the Belt and Road Initiative?
Nye believes that China's initiatives to establish international organizations like the BRICS, propose the Belt and Road Initiative, and promote the internationalization and digitization of the RMB are not to completely deny the post-war world order dominated by the United States, but to tilt the table slightly in its own favor.
What are Nye's views on the U.S. government's measures against Chinese companies under the banner of national security?
Nye, who has always been considered a supporter of free trade, does not oppose the U.S. government's restrictions on chip exports to China and a series of measures against Chinese companies like TikTok. He believes that the small yard, high wall argument proposed by White House National Security Advisor Sullivan is justifiable because it involves directly affecting security in the technology field. However, he once again emphasized that he believes a full-scale trade war between China and the U.S. is not a good idea. If people think this is a good idea, then danger will come immediately.
How does Nye suggest China can further improve its soft power?
I think participating in global public goods, such as climate change or epidemic response, etc. When you participate in the production of products that are both beneficial to yourself and others, you will become more attractive, and this will also reduce tensions with other countries. Therefore, I think to some extent, increasing participation in the production of global public goods may be the best way to improve soft power. This is beneficial to China and other countries, Nye said.
Thanks for your insights, Abby. Now, shifting our focus to Japan, insiders have revealed high-level discussions within the Liberal Democratic Party regarding disciplinary measures for lawmakers in receiving kickbacks at political fundraising banquets. The details of these disciplinary measures are of significant interest. Here to discuss this further is Celeste, a correspondent for Simply Politics from China. Can you tell us more about these disciplinary measures?
Certainly, David. For Hiroshi Matsuno, a key figure in the Abe faction who once served as the General Affairs Secretary, the disciplinary measure is a one-year suspension from party duties. The same one-year suspension applies to former Policy Research Council Chairman Mitsuhide Iwaki and Hayashi faction executive Katsuo Hayashi. For lawmakers outside the faction leadership, the severity of the disciplinary measures will be determined by the amount not reported in their political funding income and expenditure reports. Lawmakers with unreported amounts exceeding 20 million yen, which is approximately 950,000 yuan, will be suspended from party duties for 1 year.
And when will these decisions be officially made?
The party's disciplinary committee will make the official decision on April 4th. After the decision is finalized, Secretary General Toshimitsu Motegi will hold a press conference to explain the situation.
What about the other members of the Abe faction? What disciplinary measures are being considered for them?
For other members of the Abe faction, the party's high-level officials believe they bear significant responsibility for failing to prevent the resumption of kickbacks in August 2022. Acting Chairman Tatsu Yamaguchi and Chairman of the House of Councilors Hiroshi Seiko are expected to be advised to leave the party. Acting Chairman Hiroshi Shimomura and General Affairs Secretary Yasutoshi Nishimura are expected to have their party membership suspended for 1 year. Takeshi Takagi, who soon took over as the faction's General Affairs Secretary but did not participate in the faction leadership consultation, is expected to have his party membership suspended for 6 months.
What about the Hayashi faction? Are there any disciplinary measures being considered for them?
In the Hayashi faction, former Secretary General Toshihiro Nikai, who has announced he will not run in the next House of Representatives election, is not being targeted. Katsuo Hayashi and Masahide Hirazawa, who served as General Affairs Secretary and failed to record amounts exceeding 10 million yen, will be suspended from party duties for 1 year.
That was Simply Politics from China, reporter Celeste. Thanks so much for being here. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Politics from China. We'll see you back here tomorrow.